38 Cox Investment Group. Do we have a representative?
Good evening. I'm Galen Pelham representing the Cox family.
Okay. And Scott will have a small presentation here to go through.
Okay.
Applicants proposing a tiny home RV park development consisting of 70-plus sites located on 9 parcels of land located in the Longview subdivision that was platted in 1916. Cox Investment Group plans to vacate parts of the roads and the lots to convert the property into a 4-acre-plus parcel. Property will be served by Taney County Water District No. 2 and Taney County Regional Sewer District for wastewater. Representing as indicated, the existing vegetation will be the buffer between the proposed project and the existing single-family homes. He has met with MoDOT and plans are to use the Taney Avenue access off State Highway 76, which I can show you when we zoom in. And the Western Taney County Division 3 relative policy score was 28. Then our staff recommendations are from the recreation vehicle part of the guidance code. So if we have any questions on it, it's in your packet. We have the 12 items in our decision of record. Our Taney access is right here. Of course, Hillcrest will be kept open because it's already existing for the homes.
But you will not access any of this property from this.
Not
there's just an existing picture of Hillcrest to show you what the Hillcrest one looks like. Also, he mentioned the cabins that are down or the tiny homes at Long Creek, so I took some photos to show you what that looks like.
Are they on wheels?
They're all on frames. The wheels are just not under them.
Are we going to require wheels to be left on the tiny home here?
That's up to us.
That's what I'm asking you.
Yeah.
And of course, there's our staff recommendations. Which he knows that contain more no more than 18 recreational vehicles per acre. In our size and our landscape buffer, and they're supposed to be temporary or seasonal occupancies, shall not be occupied on a year-round basis. See, no permits would be required for those, for the wheels underneath them, but if it was a situation where the wheels, then we'd have a whole bunch of different requirements. So,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's my recommendation. Okay.
Would you like to come up and you got additional information you'd like to share with us?
This was initially planned for an RV park. And so we have looked at several different uses. We think the highest and best use is probably for a tiny home. I've been involved with a tiny home development in Springfield called Eden Village for the homeless. And there we bought 30 tiny homes manufactured in Dallas. They trucked them up and parked them in the development. But they took the wheels off because the wheels are just going to deteriorate. But they set the frames on blocks, and then we put a skirt around the perimeter to just dress it up. Johnny Morse at Bass Pro is building all those on site, but he's building them on a trailer bed with an axle on it so you can add tires and where he can add a tongue, but he's not adding the tongue at this time, nor is he putting tires on the axles, but they are built on a trailer frame to meet the definition. So I would request that once they are in, see, most of these are going to be on a temporary basis. People will be traveling in. They could bring one in and have it as a second home in Springfield or wherever they're from. So most of them would have wheels on. Some, like a second home in Springfield, they may want to just go ahead and take the wheels off and skirt around it to make it look good, but no one would be living there on a permanent basis. This is basically a temporary home. So that's something that you all can decide. We had a surveyor survey, and so what the plan is to combine all the property that the Foxes have into one main tract, and then to vacate Poplar, to vacate Caney, and to just have a private drive come in. And so you would enter there on Caney and come in, and then they would circle around and go back and exit on Haney. So we can access this row from this street on both sides, and then we can access this row from this street. So we can access their three rows of lots by these two streets. We would not affect this street at all, nor would we affect that street. So once it's combined into one piece of property, then we would come in and build a 15-foot wide by probably 40-foot long concrete slab so they could come in and park an RV and or a tiny home. And we would have 10 feet separating each concrete slab to meet the minimum requirements. So the slab would be 15 feet, then it would be 10 feet away from the next one, but we would probably have a bigger distance just to allow people to sit outside. Plus, we need 10% of the gross area for open area. There's 4.7 acres with the land itself, and then probably 3/4 of an acre by vacating Poplar, Cobborn, and Taney. So we'd have about 5 acres total. 10% would be for recreational. We might have a clubhouse with a pool. We don't know yet. So we see that as RVs and or tiny homes. I went to a convention in Austin, Texas several months ago, and it's amazing how many people travel the country in tiny homes. But they're all basically 8 feet wide, 8 or 9 feet to travel the highway. The maximum that you can have pulled by a semi would be 15 feet wide. But most of these would be 9 to 10 feet wide. Met with Brad with the sewer, and so there is sewer available. So we don't think that'd be a problem. It's a beautiful site. Up on that hill, you overlook the bridges and the landing, Taney Como, and I just think this would be a spectacular site for a tiny home development. And most of these are really high end. I was an architect for 25 years, so I'm really intrigued by tiny homes because those that are owned privately are really an architectural gem. So I don't see this as reducing the value of the property. I see this as actually increasing the value and really being a high-end RV park and tiny home park.
There's not going to be any year-round occupants there?
According to the regulations, no.
How are you going to make sure that happens?
I guess I have a rule that no one can be there year-round.
But you're not going to close it for any length of time?
Probably not, because some people may want to go down during Christmas and spend Christmas. They would be leased. No one would own any property. We would only lease the concrete pads.
Right. But you would lease it year-round to somebody if they wanted that.
Well, theoretically, we can't.
That's wrong.
So that would be in the lease agreement that they can only occupy it so many days out of the year. Sort of like an RV. You know, people don't live on an RV parked year-round. They normally like to get in it and travel around, but so we know that's a requirement not to have anyone there year-round. Now, we might have the manager of the park if someone comes in during the wintertime, we would want someone on site to at least get them to a site, but all the other homes would not be occupied.
Did that manager stay on site?
Yes. And he could be part of the clubhouse to make it legal. He could have a residence in the clubhouse. Or the Cox have a house already there, so we could renovate the house and he could live in the house. So that's how we had talked about that. I should have remembered that.
So, Scott, I see you've got mobile homes pulled up. Is that the section that we would refer to?
No, or I was just going to refer to it because
it's recreational,
way different.
Yeah, recreational vehicles.
Yeah, the RV.
Yeah. Mobile homes you can live in it year-round. Recreational vehicles are recreational where you can't live in it year-round.
And item number 2.6 is, and that's part of your decision of record, the temporary or seasonal occupancy and shall not be occupied on a year-round basis.
What about storage buildings? In the past, we've got into these parks with these tiny homes and this and that, and they don't have any place to put something. And so everybody, every lot has a storage building. Have you made any provisions for that?
No, but I think right up the street there's a storage facility, so we would encourage them to just go.
Well,
right
I know
the
in the past, though, it wound up being one on every lot, just about.
Yeah. I don't think we would allow that.
Well, have you drawn up a set of covenants yet, or are you
no,
still just kind
no,
of...
No, we're just going to see if, in fact, you like this concept.
Well, I know it became a real problem with the little storage buildings because they had tiny homes or they had an RV,
right.
And they wanted to keep more stuff in there.
Right, right.
And so these little, most of them 8-footers wound up and they sprung up everywhere. Some of the lots became concrete slabs, the whole
yeah.
lot.
Yeah.
And that's it makes a lot more impervious surface and it makes
right.
a lot more runoff, so I'm concerned
right.
about that.
Right. No, that would decrease the value and the looks and the appearance.
That's something you could add to your decision record if the board felt like.
Well, I've seen what happened in the past. I've been here a while, and I've seen what's happened before, and I just kind of think we should take steps to perhaps mitigate that action somewhat. And it needs to be done right here and now, I think, if we do it.
I think that we should look at the covenants. I think we ought to have a better idea of the project before we just say, yeah, let's do this deal myself.
Well, I see several things that are still hanging out there. I agree with you totally.
I have a question. On the tiny homes, are you purchasing or building those and then will be brought to the property? Is that correct?
We're looking for a developer to put the streets in, connect the water, sewer, and to pour the concrete slabs. Okay. We hope they come from all over.
Just from individuals?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
So it's an RV park?
Initially
it's a recreational vehicle park plus tiny homes.
Well, I think there's a little confusion
yeah.
there.
Now.
Because
yeah, from our architects, yeah.
like you referenced in Springfield,
right.
they should be built like a home as far as strapped down.
They're all strapped. Right. Yeah, they should be strapped down. Yeah.
These will not be because they will be So it's more like an RV park versus having a residence there.
That's a real good point. I would suggest if they come in for more than a week, that we have a way for them to cable their structure down.
And that would be engineered then?
That would be part of the concrete slab that they set on. Yeah. Now, as an architect, I think it would be fun to design some of these tiny homes. They can be spectacular. Some of them have a loft. Some of them have high ceilings. I just worked with the 50-year architecturals class at Drury College doing a design home for a tiny home, which will be the 31st tiny home at Eden Village. I mean, it is really nice. And it has a big deck that goes out, which we can't have on this, but I think it would be fun, just like Johnny Moore's, to build some, because if they're really, really outstanding, people would want to come and stay in it. The ones for Eden Village, that's for the homeless. Okay? That